AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Due in court today in Columbus, an Ohio man accused of plotting to commit terrorism in the U.S. after traveling to Syria for terrorist training. An indictment says Abdi Rahman Sheikh Mohammed left the country a year ago to train and fight with terrorists in Syria. Attorney Sam Szymanski.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
Imagine the confusion for this 911 operator when the airport worker who fell asleep in the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines plane last week called for help.
Hello, I'm trapped in this plane, and I called my job, but I'm in this plane.
You're where?
I'm inside a plane, and I feel like it's moving in the air. Flight 448, can you please show somebody stop it?
The worker tried one more time to explain, then hung up. The pilot had already heard his banging and was headed back to Seattle to land. A GOP presidential hopeful says the president should get his choice for attorney general.
Appearing at a politics and pie event at the Concord Snowshoe Club, Jeb Bush said presidents have the right to pick their team, and so the Senate should confirm Loretta Lynch to be attorney general.
There should be some deference to the executive. This should not always be partisan.
Many Republicans oppose Lynch, and if she is confirmed, it could be with the fewest votes ever for an attorney general. Bush took questions for almost an hour, and with the politics part of the evening over, stepped up to a table full of pies and broke his diet by having a piece of blueberry pie. Jerry Bodlander, Concord, New Hampshire.
Sony's hacking problems aren't over yet. The whistleblower site WikiLeaks has put hundreds of thousands of emails and documents from last year's cyber attack against Sony Pictures Entertainment into a searchable online archive. Police say five adults were found dead inside a Phoenix home, apparently shot in a dispute over the family's business. This is AP Radio News. Houston Police Chief Charles McClellan says the actions of two officers who fatally shot a man after a police chase Wednesday shouldn't be judged while an investigation is underway. He says Frank Shepard, who fled and crashed into two vehicles, was to blame.
We got to focus the behavior on Mr. Shepard. He dictated the actions of the police officers, and Mr. Shepard struck those innocent motorists. No one from the Houston Police Department did.
For the fifth time since his arrest in February, Suge Knight ended a visit to court with a trip to the hospital after a judge ruled he must stand trial for murder and attempted murder. Knight's attorney, Matthew Fletcher, says Knight was fleeing an ambush when he struck two men with his pickup.
I know we'll be able to prove that because we have a couple witnesses already who have stated that the gun was removed from them.
Knight and his lawyers have complained about various health problems since his arrest. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.